For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Vice President J.D. Vance delivered a clarion call to European heads of state and other officials in Munich today, reprimanding them for retreating on the guarantees of free speech and religion. AFN Steve Jordahl has our top story.
Vice President Vance didn't pull any punches this morning in his address to the Munich Security Conference. Its main focus is looking at military and security threats from malign countries like Russia and China. But Vance struck at a target much closer to home.
What I worry about is the threat from within, the retreat of Europe from some of its most fundamental values, values shared with the United States of America. In Britain and across Europe, free speech, I fear, is in retreat.
From pro-life efforts in England,
a little over 2 years ago, the British government charged Adam Smith Connor, a 51-year-old physiotherapist and an army veteran, with the heinous crime of standing 50 meters from an abortion clinic and silently praying for 3 minutes.
To thought crimes and fundamental religious freedom in Scotland.
The Scottish government began distributing letters to citizens whose houses lay within so-called safe access zones, warning them that even private prayer within their own homes may amount to breaking the law.
He called out government censorship of social media posts, both in the EU, where commissars threatened to shut down Facebook and X for what they've judged to be, quote, hateful content, and even at home in the U.S., where the Biden administration pressured Big Social to shutter dissident posts about the COVID lab leak theory, for example.
Our own government encouraged private companies to silence people who dared to utter what turned out to be an obvious truth.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a sweeping package of immigration laws aimed at carrying out President Donald Trump's mass deportation agenda. Republicans say the laws put Florida on the leading edge of conservative-controlled states, working to leverage state and local resources for federal immigration enforcement. Included in the law is a mandate for the death penalty for illegal immigrants who commit capital offenses, such as first-degree murder or child rape. That provision goes above and beyond Trump's executive orders. An escalation in a case which could have major implications in the abortion fight. Here's Fox's Lillian Wu.
A Texas judge has fined a New York doctor more than $100,000 for prescribing abortion pills to a woman near Dallas and also ordered her to stop providing the pills to Texas residents. This after Dr. Margaret Carpenter, who's not required to, did not respond to a lawsuit filed by the Texas Attorney General. The ruling handed down the same week New York Governor Kathy Hochul rejected a request from Louisiana to extradite Carpenter, charged there with prescribing abortion pills to a pregnant Louisiana minor. The case is widely expected to reach the Supreme Court and become a pivotal test in the fight over shield laws intended to protect doctors in states supporting abortion rights who send abortion pills to states with bans.
TikTok has returned to the app stores of Apple and Google in the U.S. This after President Trump delayed the enforcement of a TikTok ban passed by Congress and signed into law by then-President Joe Biden. There are bipartisan concerns that TikTok's ties to China are problematic, but business owners and social media influencers have stated they will have economic hardships without TikTok. In final news, a new report says Americans pulled back their spending last month. Fox's Jenny Casola breaks down the numbers.
Retail sales declined in January. The drop was 0.9%. Economists were predicting a drop of just 0.1%. Excluding autos, the decline is 0.4%. The month did include California wildfires and winter storms, and retail sales are not adjusted for inflation, so at least part of the decline could reflect lower prices than a year before. And December's reading was revised higher to a 0.7% increase. Compared with January a year ago, retail sales were up 4.2%.
Find more news on AFN.net. Like us on Facebook, follow us on X, and subscribe to our free daily email news briefs on AFN.net.